channel shows would not be possible without the support of the following sponsors. The Big Picture People, the experts in smart home cinema. Yamaha, professional commercial audio. Bar Fridges Australia, cooling the beers of a nation. The Stubby Club, the original stubby holder dispenser. Hamperwell, the gift specialist. Buffalo Sports, a brand name in sports since 1972. The Framing Queen, quality affordable framing. Broker Rocher, helping you make an impression. Forget about the heartbreaks, the agony and heartaches. You give it all for the game's sake, and that's good for footy. And this is what you pray for, every night and every day for. You give it all, then you give more. That's good for footy.
Good evening, everyone. How are you? Wow! Nice to see you all. What a bunch of beautiful people you are. Lovely smiling faces, wonderful to look out in the crowd and see that. The boys are excited. I just had a good chat with them out the back and they're pretty pumped to be here. So without too much further ado, I'll get stuck into telling you a little bit about the show. Welcome along to That's Good Footy. It's the only live and interactive footy panel show going around. This is where the fans meet the players and the players meet the fans. It's for the passionate supporters. I'm gathering that's you lot, yes? Yeah, okay, well, a few of you anyway, all right. This is the show which allows you to see the players in a little bit of a different light. I'm ready, let's go, let's get into it. Essendon Show, it's February the 28th, okay. Please welcome to the show, he's our first panellist. He was born on the 22nd of April 1993. He's played a total of 125 games and he's kicked a total of 158 goals. He made his AFL debut back in 2016. When he plays for the Essendon Football Club, he wears the number 3 on his back. Could you please welcome to the stage Anthony McDonald, Tim and Woody. Nice and excited. I like it. Everyone's a bit up and about. Isn't it nice to come out and just get that reaction?
Yeah, it is. It's great to see the Bombers supporters come down. So, yeah, thanks for your support.
And how nice is it to have Tipper back in the sash? And he proved that on the weekend, that little front and centre crumbing goal on the left foot. Mate, it was beautiful to watch. Poetry in motion, I'd like to think I saw it as. Wonderful to have you back here on the show again. We're going to get into the show and have a little bit of fun with all these people.
No, it'd be good. It's always fun. Come out and have some fun with you guys. So.
Yeah, there you go. Good. All right. Hello. Nice wave down the back there. Nice to see you. Well done. All right. Let's get our second panellist out here. He was born on the 25th of July in 1997. He's played a total of 132 games and he's kicked 50 goals. He made his AFL debut back in 2016. When he plays for the Essendon Football Club, he wears the number 3 on his back. Could you please welcome to the stage, Darcy Parrish. So much excitement. Thank you, Sam. Thank you. There's so much excitement in the room. You go from one side of the room to the other, you've got people jumping all over the place, and then you've got other people going, what's going on here, mate? This is all a bit too strange. Welcome to the show, Darcy Parrish. There he is. Wonderful to have you here, mate. Nice to have you back on the That's Good Footy panel show. I know when I actually inquired, I said, it'd be great to have you back again. He went, yeah, okay, that'd be good, Damo.
Yeah, I thought you were getting sick of me there, but fans are keeping me coming back. So, exciting time of year. Games are coming up soon, so can't wait to get stuck into it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're going to do now, ladies and gentlemen. As I alluded to at the top of the show, we're going to talk a little bit of football with the boys, both in and out of the club. We'll get into it now. Pre-season chat and a little bit of discussion, boys. It's a clean slate and a fresh start for 2023. How's the pre-season coming along? You've had an intra-club, you've had games, you've had match sim along with community games, and then your first real hit out last Thursday against the Suns. How was that and what's it been? What's been the big take from it thus far? From your intra-club games, your community matches, your sim, match sim, and also the game that you played on Thursday. What's been the take?
I think just the impact Scotty's had on our group already in a short period of time has been terrific. We've got to work on our defence a hell of a lot this off-season, and we've seen it come out in the intra-club and in the game on the weekend. So we've had a lot of positive signs moving forward. A lot of young guys have had good pre-seasons, Jai Menzi in particular, young Davey's flying around as well. So there's a lot of excitement, but a lot of growth still left in our group. And it's been under the influence of Scotty, who's been terrific for us.
Absolutely. What's it like getting out and about and seeing the fans with the community? What was it? You went up, I think you went to...
Yeah, I went up to Bendigo.
Tell us about
camp,
that.
So, yeah, I went to go and visit some schools around Bendigo, so okay. that was really good, and we had the welcome to country at the start, so it's always good to go out and see other guys out in the country, so the boys really enjoyed it, so it was good fun, and we had the training session on Friday, so everyone turned up, so that was great.
Beautiful, excellent. I know the footy diehard fan would be probably grateful that, you know, footy was back in somewhat, even though it was on, you know, KO and Foxtel. I don't mind that, but the camera angles from that the other day, man, that was doing my head in. I know you guys wouldn't have seen that. The one thing that you would have had to deal with was the wind. What was it like playing in those conditions?
Yeah, it was bloody tough. With the last couple of weeks, our intro club the week before, I reckon it was nearly 40 degrees and it was blowing a gale as well. So we've had some bad conditions the last few weeks, but hopefully it turns and, we start to see some good footy. Yeah. But, the wind just makes everything so much harder, I feel.
Absolutely.
Your judgment on the ball, even kicking the thing is pretty hard. Hopefully no wind this week on Friday against the Saints.
Yeah, that'd be good. Absolutely. I was going to say that things structurally in that game, they looked a little bit chaotic in the first quarter. I put that down to, obviously, we haven't played a game for a little while. I probably put a lot of it down to the camera angles because you couldn't see what was going on with any of that. I wanted to speak about Sam Wiedemann coming across from Melbourne. He seemed to show some really good signs in that game.
Yeah, he's been really good, mainly in the forward line, and he's someone that can help us with his experience. It's good to sort of have that other tall player in the forward line. So, yeah, he's been really good during pre-season and obviously showing on the match. So, he's been really good in the forward.
It's interesting because some players, when they get given a second chance at another club, they can, come out of their skin. It'd be great to see him be able to have that opportunity in the Bombers forward line.
Yeah, well, you can see what it did with Pete coming across from Gold Coast, just new release on life, and just exposure to another club, and that confidence builds and week in, week out, and you see what Pete did with his game last year, and hopefully Weeds can help chop him out this year. So if they're up and going, we're going to be hard to beat.
Absolutely. Andy McGrath looks like he's relishing his roll down back and that sweeping type of roll off half back. But speaking of down back, your captain of 6 years, Dyson Heppel, has stepped down. He seems very comfortable with the decision that he's made, which is kind of good because he's probably going to have a little bit of time on the sidelines due to his foot injury. Can you give us a little bit of mindset into how Dyson's dealing with things that are going on at the moment?
Yeah, I think he's still going really well, even though he stood down as a captain. He's still involved in helping the young guys and really vocal, and he's one of those guys where you sort of rely on if you need advice, or especially the young guys. And like when he's in the gym, or obviously doing his rehab now, and I was in the chamber with him, and he's still working. So he's still has a lot involvement with the voice.
Vocal.
He's very vocal and someone that has been there for a long time. So it's good to have a leader that is, still active in that way, so...
And he's got awesome leadership skills. I'm sure that Zach's going to be able to rely on him as the rest of the leadership group will, and the senior players as well. I wanted to ask, how's the midfield group coming along? You've got Shill, Merritt, your new captain, obviously. Congratulations, Zach Merritt. And obviously you, Darcy. But I wanted you to tell me about some of the new brigade. Settlefield coming across from the Blues... Sardis. Caldwell, Martin, Cox, Durham. There's a good mix of experience and youth in there. Tell us a little bit about how that's all gelling together.
Yeah, for sure. We've been working really hard on our craft and our stoppage setups, and we've got a few new faces in the mix this year, and I think they just offer a little bit different dynamic to us other guys. Like Setters, he's a big body, clean hands.
Yeah.
So we're all just trying to complement one another in there and be an unreal midfield group. That's what we want to get to, and obviously we've seen Elijah go down with his meniscus, which was a shame because he was showing some really good signs for us early. So he's going to be a long-term player for us, and we can't wait to get him back out on the track.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to just allude to the fact that I noticed a couple of the lads obviously have been working on their aerobic capacity. Sam Durham seems to be playing more in that old-fashioned wingman's role. He's got ability and agility both ends of the ground, but you can also throw him into the centre. Tell us a little bit about how Sam's progressing.
Yeah, Durham, another pre-season under his belt, and yeah, he's an elite runner aerobically, so he'll probably play on the wing for us this year. But I think a big thing for Sammy that we've seen in this pre-season so far is his ability to go forward and take overhead marks.
Yeah.
So he's been on the end of a few goals already this off-season in our inter-clubs and that sort of thing. So yeah, he's a unique player and can run all day. So yeah, he's
going
to be
one
to watch this year. Yeah.
Absolutely. Big Sammy Draper, he got his sights set on becoming not just a good ruckman, but probably one of the best in the league. It was great. He came out in the third quarter of that match that you just obviously played against Gold Coast. He seems to have not just a presence, but it's like a youthful exuberance. He can't wait to get out there and play, and he's kind of one of those players that see ball, get ball. Tell us what it's like being around him, you know, in the, not just on field but also off field, because I see a lot of his antics both in the change rooms and out on the training track.
Yeah, it's always great to have Drapes, I guess, you know, on the field and off the field. So he's someone that brings energy. You know, if you go to the club, you know, you're sort of a bit flat to go to training, and you know, you see him and he just lights up the room. So you know, he's sort of building his game along the way as he goes, and you know, he's going to be, I guess, the number one ruckman in the competition. And he's going really well. So he's, love playing with him, and he's someone that, brings the energy and stuff, and in the change rooms and stuff like that. So
just watching him in a centre bounce, Darcy, you're right there. You see it. You're getting it firsthand.
Yep.
He comes in like a steam train. He gets the ball out. He's ready to go for the second effort. It must be wonderful to work with someone that's got those kind of skills.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. A guy that size can do the things he can. When he's
goal of
steaming
the year
out
last year.
Yeah, goal of the year.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that too many times. But when he's steaming out of the middle, he's actually really hard to catch and chase down. So when he goes, we just sort of let him go and do his thing. And, he doesn't like handballing it to us when he's on the fly.
Yeah, how brilliant is it? Hey, couple of little excitement sheens I'm keen to chat about. The Davey boys, Alwyn in the midfield and Jaden down forward. Now, how are they both progressing? Give us a little bit of insight, because you're probably working with the boys fairly closely as well.
Yeah, I think, Alwyn's gone really well. So, obviously, playing the forward line and, his pressure and his speed showed against Gold Coast. So, he's still learning his craft, but he's someone that, you know, if you build a confidence and you can just take the game on. So and Jaden's just building up his fitness, coming back from injury. So I think he's going really well too. So he's doing all this rehab, and you know, he's keen to sort of get back and playing again. So which is good. The boys are like, they're loving it. So.
Can I ask? This is wishful thinking here, but do you reckon there's a possibility we'll be seeing them play together sooner rather than later?
I think the aim is with Jaden, because he's coming off a couple ACLs. His recovery and prep hasn't been so great with that. Okay. So they're trying to really knuckle down on that for this year.
Yep.
So it might be a bit long-term process, I think. But, it's going to be exciting to have them both out there. And they've got a great role model in Waller. So, someone to help guide them and teach them the ways. There's no better person than Waller. So,
Absolutely, concur. I just want to talk about Alwyn's game. He bobbed up with a nice goal, but he also showed good pressure both in tackling and in chase. He's got to get that from you.
Yeah, it's always good to see someone obviously putting the pressure on. So, he's really exciting, and I really love playing with him and working with him, and obviously Jai too. So, it's always good to have other small forwards in the competition. And it's great to watch him, because you forget what you can do, and you see them, and you get really excited and you want to get involved. So love watching those two play, and Alwyn's sort of building his game along the way. So he's sort of improving week by week, which is good.
How exciting. Let's talk about the Bombers forward line structure. Stringer, 2-metre Peter Snelling, Hobbs, who is currently under a slight injury, which will most likely see him miss out on pre-season hit-outs. But then you've got Perkins and Jones, And as I mentioned before, Jaden Davey and Tex Wanganeen, and of course yourself, Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody. Tell us what gets you excited about that group, and I speak mainly to you, of the forward line structure.
Yeah, obviously we've got a strong forward line, and you know it sort of shows there's a good balance there with our forward line. So, you know, I think, you know, back in the day it used to be just, you know, probably your best six, but yeah. Now it's just the whole forward line, which is sort of exciting because, you know, you can't, I guess, take for granted if you're going to play, you know, senior footy, so, yeah. Which is good and gives us good depth and balance and, you know, obviously you got Snelling and a few of the other boys, so it's always good to see the list is strong in the forward line, yeah. So, yeah, excited to see how we go this year.
You want people playing for their spots. You want that competitiveness both on the track and also in the game. Speaking of excitement, I watched you read the play. I did speak about this before, but I watched you read the play. When the pack went up, front and centre, crumbing, and then you bang it on the left, it was poetry in motion. Is there anything more exciting for an Essendon supporter than watching that, aside from the chase down and tackle of Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody? Brilliant. It was so good to watch because you could see you coming in from the right of screen, obviously when you're watching on TV, watching you come in from the right of screen and just that crumb and the way you read it and straight onto the boot. That also, I know from the boys that are in the group, would get inspiration from that as well.
Yeah, obviously the you know, Jai and Alwyn were right in front. Yeah. So
this is how it's done, boys. Yeah. Watch this.
Yeah, so you know, getting the feedback from them, like, you know, I can't believe, you know, you had that, you know, yeah, on the book. So yeah. You know, it's always good to sort of, you know, play your game, but at the same time, you can sort of help the young guys along the way. But you know, I really enjoyed playing, and you know, I've loved being back playing for Bombers. So yeah, it's
good,
been
mate.
Really good.
Excellent. I love hearing it too. Yeah, feel free. Not to put any more pressure on you, because I am actually asking a lot of these questions directed towards you, but I just wanted to know how Rhett Montgomery and Anthony Manakara are coming along under your guidance and your tutelage, as Darcy alluded to before. How are those boys coming along? How are they progressing?
Yeah, Anthony is coming back from hamstring strain, so
okay.
Yeah, I think it's going really well, and it sort of, you know, probably takes a bit of time to adjust to the culture and the environment, I think, in Melbourne, so
yeah.
But yeah, he's living with Tex Wengeny now, so yeah. It's always good to have a young guy with him. But yeah. You know, once he's in the club, and you know, all the boys have been really supportive too. So you know, they sort of guard him along with his training, and you know, checking on him.
Good.
And you know, he's sort of loving it. It's just takes a bit of time, I think,
to
adjust to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, all right. Separate to all this, who's been the standout for you boys coming back to the club? You've all come back after pre-season. You walk in. Who looks like they've got a real physical strength? Who's been working out? Who's lost weight? Who's like loves to get their shirt off in the gym? What's going on there? Give us all a little bit of insight. Who's impressed you the most?
Every time you look at Sheely, you think, what a specimen. Yeah, but to his credit, he's put a lot of work in the off-season. It's the best he's ever come back to the club. So he always sort of looks pretty well. But I think he's running and... just his strength as well has gone to another level, so hopefully we can see the best of Sheely. And I think another one we touched on him before, but Jai Menzie, his running's gone through the roof again, and his footy's taken over as well, so they're two guys that come to mind.
Can I just ask you off the cuff here, Darcy, that you've been at the club for now a while. When you first come, you knew what it was like for you. When you see these individuals that are coming through, whether it's just they've just been drafted or they're coming into the mix, how much support do you want to put your arms around them and go, you know, look, you're doing really well, and go and give them every piece of encouragement?
Yeah, for sure. It's always nice to hear the encouragement from your peers. I don't know. The first couple of years, you're sort of testing the waters a little bit, trying to find what works for you best. But, once you find that, you try and stick with it. And, but it's always nice to hear what other peers are doing, older guys are doing, how they attack the off-season, pre-season, that sort of thing. So you always learn little things along the way. Like you said, I'm in my eighth year now, and I'm probably still learning little things here and there. But, it's a learning curve for sure.
Yeah, brilliant. Who's impressed you? Any standouts?
I would say Sheely, you know, obviously had a newborn, so, you know, for him to come back and, you know, build his game and his leadership, I think it's sort of, you know, probably the leadership side of it that, you know, has been really vocal and helping me and, you know, other players around him. So, you know, he's been really impressive of like how his leadership sort of gone through the roof. Yeah. So, yeah, it's always good to sort of have that other leader on the field that, you know, he knows he's been playing for a while now. Yeah. So it's always good to sort of, you know, hear his experience and helping and guiding young kids, yeah. but more, you know, for us too. So, yeah, it's been good.
He looks like he's running the Melbourne Cup. He's just got that kind of, you know, physical structure and presence about him. He looks fantastic. Let's talk about the coach for a minute, boys. For both of you, in your own words, what has he brought to the table? What's the first thing that stood out about his approach, his technique and his game style? What's the one thing that you take from what you've seen up until now?
I think the way Scotty presents himself, and he's very clear and direct with us. Being a young group, we sort of haven't had that confidence in our game plan and that sort of thing the last few years, but I think Scotty's come in, simplified it a hell of a lot for us.
Okay.
And he's allowing us to play to our strengths as well, which is really important. We always want to play to our strengths as players, and I think he's trying to bring out the absolute best in every one of us on the list. So, and combining that with our team system and that sort of thing, it's all looking really positive. But he's really approachable too, loves learning and wants to get the best out of everyone on the list. So he's been great so far, yeah.
That would be really reassuring, knowing that you've been through a little bit of turmoil, you've had a couple of different coaches come through, you've had, you know, saga that's happened over a period of time. Nice to get stability back into the club. He's bringing that on board with him now. What's the one thing you've noticed about it, Anthony? What's he given to you?
Yeah, he's been very supportive of me personally, but yep. more the group too. So, you know, for me to come back, I think, you know, he was one of the person that, you know, changed my decision to come back and play. And
wow.
You know, he sort of wanted that opportunity to coach me, and
yep.
you know, I just sort of asked him, "What can he do for me?" And you know, he's pretty much upfront, honest, yep. and
transparent.
You know,
yep.
gives you that balance of there's structure there, but there's, you know, you can go and play with your strengths. So,
yep.
You know, he's been really good for me and for other players, and I try to encourage those young guys like the Davey twins and yep. Anthony to go yep. and, you know, go and have a chat to him and ask him for feedback or his guidance, and you know, he's been really good for me. So, you know, hopefully those guys can go and talk to him more. And
that's good.
Know, yeah,
doors are always open, lines of communication. What was his review or his assessment after the game on the weekend? I know it's just a practice match, but what did he have to say? Like, what did he take from it that he could pass on? And
We went over it pretty briefly the next day because we had a few days off on the weekend. So we touched on just the things that we had focus areas on, like our defence. I touched on, we've been working really hard on that, just being able to, I guess, the defensive stability behind the ball, which is really important. And then that chase pressure as well was another big tick of ours. So the small forwards going to work, our mids going to work, and just bombing it back to our spare. So there come some of the key takeaways. So I think we might do a little bit more tomorrow. But, there are a few things.
It was one of the highlights of the game is that you kept it in your defensive 50, you know, a lot of the game. So obviously there's something you can take away from that. I wanted to ask you about this. How's this sound? Just you give me an idea, all right? Round one, Bombers v Hawks, Sunday, March 19, 3:20 p.m, MCG. How much are you looking forward to it?
Well, I've got to get picked first. So. you know, for me, I think it'll be, you know, really exciting. I'll be nervous, obviously, going back and playing. But, I think it'll be a big game, I think, for both clubs. So, you know, the boys are looking forward to round one. And, you know, it'll be great and it'll be challenging, but it'll be fun.
Yeah. 19 days away. I'm getting goosebumps. I don't know about you guys. You're pretty pumped. I know you've had a fairly exciting off-season. I would like to obviously just congratulate Darcy Parrish on getting married. Congratulations, mate. Have you noticed any real changes in your life?
No, not too much different. Okay. So it's a month today being married. So
today?
Yeah, got through a little hard period there. But just the weirdest thing is probably like calling Grace my wife now. Like, still getting used to that and seeing her last name as my last name. So that's a bit weird at the start. But nothing else has really changed. It was a great day. Everyone enjoyed themselves. And looking back on the videos and the photos, it's really cool to look back on. So special day.
Yeah. Excellent. And just that other question that I did allude to then, footy's back in 19 days. As I said, you have done a lot in the off-season, but you're back in, you're back at the club, you're doing training.
Yeah, back back to business now. I can't wait for it to come around. It's a great time slot. Hopefully, a nice sunny day. And we get the win over them. So, really looking forward to it.
Oh, there you go. All right, put your hands together for them, everyone. Thank you.